Mr. Nelson, I've been through all the sales numbers and still can't reconcile them with... What are you doing? Are you watching porn? Yes, you are! Do you think I'm blind or hard of hearing? I saw your laptop screen. There was a big-bootied slut moaning and shaking her fat ass for some guy jacking off. I should have knocked. What the fuck? Is that really your excuse? You damn well do need an excuse. I'm spending hours and hours of overtime validating your work for your company while you're in your office gooning over some other woman's ass? My fault? For flaunting my big ass in your face every day? Oh, that's rich. What? You can't handle this booty, Mr. Nelson? Is it too distracting for you to do any work? That's fucking pathetic. Oh my god! Even now you can't stop staring. You better not be fucking rubbing your cock under that desk. Oh, you're damn right I'll tell you what to do. Because you need me, don't you? If I walk out of here right now, you'll lose all your funding and your company will go under. Oh, I wouldn't, would I? Just try me. I do like it when you grovel. But that's not nearly enough after all the long hours I've been putting in. Well, first, I want you to admit that you're a perv. Say it. Say, I'm a perv. God, that's so sad. And second, you're gonna give me a raise. I think triple what I'm making now ought to do it. No way. Really? When is the next bus home again? I thought so. And if you expect me to finish working on these sales numbers tonight, I'm gonna do it right here in the comfort of your office. Where do you think you're going? No. We're both going back to work. Right here. I'm gonna use your laptop to finish the books. And you're gonna give my ass the respect it deserves after all these months perving on it. What do I mean? Well, you're gonna worship it, of course. Get back there behind me while I bend over your desk and do my work. Or are you not capable of that either? Oh, finally you show some fucking initiative. Sliding my skirt up and rubbing your hand on my firm, smooth, generous ass. But that's not nearly enough. I carry a lot of tension in my ass. Sitting all damn day, working hours and hours of overtime for you. You really gotta get in there. Take my panties off. Now, spread my ass cheeks open and taste my hole, sir. That's right. Get your face in there. You're gonna eat my ass, boss. Oh, don't pretend that you don't fucking love that idea. Your cock is leaking pre-cum all over the place. Or did you forget that it's been out of your zipper all this time? You're worried this is a trap. A setup to get you in trouble. Oh, we're way past that. The only way you're going to get into any more trouble is if you don't start putting that tongue to work right now. There you go, perv. Lick up between that voluptuous booty of mine. Be nice and thorough. Show me how much you appreciate my hard work by sticking your tongue in my ass. God, it's hot to see you taken down a peg. Such a powerful man, giving orders all day. Big boss man, now whimpering like a little puppy. You need to be trained like one, too. Come on, get that tongue up in there. It's tight. It better be. No excuses. Isn't that what you always say? Put some effort into it. There you go. Breach that little puckered ring with your tongue. Deeper. Deeper. Oh, come on. Tongue my ass deeper. Oh, you are finally where you belong. Behind me. Pleasing me. Worshipping me. Are you jerking off? Ugh. Well, it is the only thing you're good at doing in your office. You're definitely not good at tongue-fucking my hole. You're not nearly getting it wet enough for what I have in mind. You know what? Just sit down on your chair, perv. And take out that big bottle of lotion you keep in your desk drawer. Oh, please. You think I can't smell it? Or see how slick your cock was when I caught you jacking off just a few moments ago? You've got to have a stash of lube somewhere in here, dirty man. So get it out. Why? So I can tease your cock with my ass while I finish my work, of course. It's barely wet enough from your lackluster tongue skills for what I have in mind. So you're going to have to squeeze some of that lotion between my big round ass cheeks. Yeah, get a lot of it. All over her. I want it so slick and slippery when I sit down and slide your cock between my fat ass cheeks. Okay, that's good enough. This isn't about you getting to feel me up, perv. It's about a little payback. So, no more touching. Keep your hands on the armrests of your chair. Go on, do it. You're not in charge here anymore, boss. I am. Oh, is that you begging? The big bad boss is begging me, the lowly clerk, for what? What are you begging for, boss man? My ass? You want me to set this slick ass down on your impressive cock? I mean, I'm not blind. It is impressive. But you're still an asshole. Who needs my ass more than anything right now, don't you? Oh, moaning isn't going to get you what you need. And what you need is to feel these warm, jiggly ass cheeks smothering your cock. Isn't that right? Or maybe you just want to watch me twerking over your hard dick like this. Oh, my ass cheeks clapping together so close to your cock. You can practically feel these big globes smothering in. Oh, that's right. You fucking beg, boss. Beg. Oh, and I don't think I've heard sweeter sounds than you whimpering. You need this ass, don't you? Then you also need to know that I'm going to be taking every Friday off. And I'll be starting at 9 instead of 8 from now on, got it? So agreeable. Aw, please what? Please hot dog your cock between my booty globes? Use them like buns with your hard wiener slipping and sliding between them? Is that what you want, sir? Oh, you're trembling. Are you going to come if you get your cock smothered by my slick-ass cheeks? Wow. So sure of your ability to perform all of a sudden. Let's put you to the test then, shall we? You've got until I count down from 10 to come, Mr. Nelson. If it's my ass you want so much, you're going to have to prove it. Don't worry. I won't make it harder on you than your cock already is. I'm not a total bitch. I have a heart, unlike you. I'll help you. I'll sit down in your lap, like this. Place my fat ass right along your hard shaft. See how your cock just disappeared between my rosy, round, fleshy cheeks? Feel how warm and wet it is with all that lotion. Feel the weight of this thick ass in your lap, of me grinding on you, sliding my perfect ass cheeks up and down on that oh-so-slippery pole of yours. You better be close to coming, boss man. Did I mention that I'm quitting unless you can come on my ass in 10, 9? Oh, more whimpering and trembling. That's a good puppy. 8, 7, 6. Oh, keep your eyes on that ass working your cock. 5, 4. You better get ready. You only get one chance, sir. 3. One chance to keep my ass around this office for you to perv on. Oh, that's it. To keep this big, beautiful, round ass and short skirts bending over every day. 2. So close. Start jacking your cock off, sir. Your cock's slick enough. Jack it off against my ass as I bend over your desk and reach back. Stretch these ass cheeks open. That's it. Faster. Faster. Be ready to come on my ass, sir. Aim for the hole, but only when I say 1. Now. Now, boss. Show me you're not a complete waste of space in this office and fucking come on my ass. Now. Now. Ah! Oh! Ah! Oh, wow, that was more output than I would have expected from a man like you. At least you did one thing right in this office, finally. Now, I'm taking off for an extra long weekend. The books are partially done, but you're going to have to figure out how to balance the last 2 days of the quarter yourself. It's the least you could do, right? Good man. I knew you'd agree. Oh, and you'd better stock up on some more lotion for that drawer of yours. We're going to be needing it.